Welcome to Park Chatter, the podcast that brings you the latest news and insights on all things Disney theme parks and resorts with your hosts, Matt and Katie. Whether you're a diehard fan or just looking for some insider knowledge, they've got you covered. From the latest ride openings and food festivals to trip planning and advice, they're your ultimate guide to all things Disney. So sit back, relax, and let's chat on Park Chatter.
Welcome back to another episode of Park Chatter. I'm your host, Matt, and I'm always with my co-host, Katie. Well, maybe not next week. I might not be with her.
Maybe not. But I'm here this week, and that is what counts.
Yes, you are here. Yeah. Well, I forgot that we might be recording early, right? Is that what we talked about?
Yeah. I think last time we talked, we might be recording early. But as both of us gear up for our trips, we're just going to play it by year. We'll see how things go, but hopefully the goal is to record just a few days early.
Exactly. I was thinking today, I was like, okay, if Katie's not gonna be here, I'm gonna do an episode anyway, just on my own and talk for, like, you know, 30 minutes or whatever. But then I just remembered, like, oh wait, you and I had a conversation about recording
you're
early.
We'll figure it out one day at a time.
I know, but yeah, this is gonna be a fun episode today because I can't wait to talk about. This is a trip report episode, and it's your trip, yeah. So it's always fun when we do that, and it's just cool that, you know, you're going to Aulani and Hawaii soon, and we're gonna hear all about that. I got my Disney trip coming up, and you know you're leaving next week, and same with me. So
I know 1 week from recording Wednesday right now, I will be almost landing in Hawaii. Counting down the seconds.
I know. It's going to be amazing. Do you just, are you direct or are you doing a layover at all?
So we have one layover, yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, so we have a layover in Denver, I think.
Oh, gotcha. Yeah. I didn't know if your local airport had direct. Okay.
Nope.
Yeah. Yeah. We've done direct, and I'd rather just like get it done 10 hours, just, you know, get it done. So
yeah, that wasn't really an option anywhere we looked. So one layover isn't too bad, though.
For sure. Yeah. No, not at all. All right. Well, cool. So before we get started, I just want to hit on two quick things. This is not going to take very long. Just depends on how much I moan about, you know, and get upset about this. But Disney dropped two pieces of news in the past 2 days that affect my trip that I'm kind of disappointed about. So one thing I actually talked about with you on the show a couple weeks ago, but I'll save that one for last. But this first one, Disney announced that right now, Happily Ever After, the fireworks are being performed at 8 p.m. at night. Mm-hmm. But as the sun sets later today, they're moving it back. And starting March 10th, they'll be moving it to 8:30. And then beginning March 31st, they're moving it to 8:45. And then, you know, so on, they'll shift it to like 9 p.m. So what I was upset about, because I told you I had a dining reservation for Narcoossee's. That reservation's at 8:20. For whatever reason, I knew the fireworks were at 8 p.m., but I just thought they would just shift it back to 9 p.m. And I was really hoping that it would be 9 p.m. when we go. But unfortunately, you know, I was hoping to get fireworks during our dinner. It's just not going to happen now. So I'm a little bummed about it. The positive thing is we should be riding the boats over and having our own kind of firework cruise. So
that'll be fun.
Yeah, because during that time we planned on, you know, we want to go the romantic route. You know, go Magic Kingdom, you know, take the boat from Wilderness Lodge to Magic Kingdom and take the boat from there over to Grand Floridian, because the boat literally docks like right next to the restaurant.
Yeah.
So, you know, we'll have our own little boat cruise and it'll be fun, you know, so it won't be too
bad. It'll be cute still. Aww.
Yeah. It'll be cute. So that'll be fun there. Definitely not taking the boats home, though, just because the crowds coming out of there, I don't know what it would be like. We're probably just going to take an Uber home, because honestly, like, Grand Floridian's not far from Wilderness Lodge. We're going way out of our way by taking the boats. It's definitely just it's definitely just the more scenic route and more fun.
Yeah,
route,
so. It's more fun, though, and you love Disney boats. So.
I do. Yeah. So that's the one piece of news. The other one, I was like, I texted you today two curse words.
You did. And I cannot tell you how, like, alarmed I was. Like, I was like, oh my God, what happened? What?
It was
what,
the F word in all caps and the D word in all caps.
Which, I don't think you've ever said that to me. At least not in a text message.
Not in a text message. But I was like, Katie's the only person I could text right now that would understand what I'm going through. I was so upset because I talked about on the show how I was really hoping to see Soarin' Over California on our trip. I really wanted to get a park hopper on our Animal Kingdom day and just go to Epcot at night because I wanted to see Soarin'. And Epcot had extended hours for deluxe resorts, so it's open till 11 p.m. And Soarin', they announced today, Disney announced that Soarin' Over California will be leaving February 29th.
This is disastrous news, aside from your horrific experience now.
Yes.
Because that is the best show, and I have no idea why they would even fathom bringing back Around the World. Like, California is better in every single way. I will fight to the death on this one.
I know. There are a lot of people that are... I feel like it's pretty split from what I've seen online.
Is it really?
From what I saw today, people are excited that California is leaving, and then people are upset that it's leaving. So like I've seen 50-50 today, and I'm like, oh, okay, I guess people don't like California. A lot of the complaints have been just because I guess the film is a little outdated. They just haven't updated it enough where it's still like a little blurry.
Okay, like, so you'd rather have a crooked Eiffel Tower? Sure. Okay.
Even the German castle, I can't pronounce it. I don't want to butcher the name.
But it's also crooked.
Yeah, so, you know, it's quite a bummer. So I was like really upset that I'm not going to be able to see. I'm going to miss it by just a few days. I was really hoping to see Soarin' Over California. So I'm not, just to save money, I'm not going to do the park hopper. My mom, she was going to come with me. I think she's still going to buy the park hopper and just kind of like go to Epcot by herself. I'm like, do it. Just like,
do it.
She's
mom.
Like, I asked her like, do you still want to go? She's like, yeah, I want to go. I'm like, oh, what do you want to do? She's like, I'll just walk around and be there and, you know, maybe ride a couple rides. I'm like, hey, perfect. Love it. That's all I want to hear.
Love that. Honestly, I did that one night, one of my trips a while back. Nick was doing his work conference down there, and I just met up with my friend CJ at the Weekly Mouse here, friend of the show. And we literally just like slowly meandered around the showcase, and I was like, oh my God, this is home. This is perfect. So more power to you, mom. Do it. I love it.
No, she's excited because she's going to venture into Disney Springs because she really wants to get Gideon's cookies. So she's like, yeah, I'm going to wait on that line and get Gideon's cookies. I'm like, all right, mom. Just bring me back.
I love this. Let's do it. Oh my God. So. I love it.
Anyways, I want to just kind of move on from those two things just because they pissed me off enough today. So
yeah, you were in a mood and I was extremely scared for you.
I know. But I couldn't believe it. All right. Well, Katie.
Okay.
Let's get to your trip. This was, what are we calling it again?
We're calling it my Disney moon.
Your Disney moon?
So I can't say it's my honeymoon because I'm going on my honeymoon next week. So this is like my Disney mini moon. Mini Disney moon.
You were there for like a week though.
Well, okay. Almost, so here's the thing. I have a problem with doing small trips.
It was a Disney moon. Don't call it Disney mini moon. It was a Disney moon. Yeah.
Okay, fine. But we only did two park days, so it wasn't like whatever. Okay. I justified it however I needed to be able to do what I wanted.
All right. Well, let's get into it. So I want to know, before we kind of get into details, you know, this was right after your wedding. You know, I don't know how many days it was. Like, what was your idea and thinking of your planning for this trip? Like, what was your thought process? Yes. You knew, so, you already knew you were going to be going to Hawaii at some point, right?
Okay. Yeah. So Hawaii was always the long-term, like, Hawaii honeymoon plan. But we didn't think we would want to go right after the wedding. And then as the wedding got closer, we were like, yeah, absolutely not doing that, because I could not, I could not fathom planning another vacation on top of a wedding. It was way too much. So I'm really glad that we were always kind of in agreement that we would be doing Hawaii in the spring. Plus both of us get really awful around January, February, and winter, because winter sucks. so we needed a little tropical in our February lives. So that was always the plan, but we still wanted to do something right after the wedding just to relax and get away. So we were kind of tossing around different ideas, but in my head, I was always going to be Disney. So we got married on a Friday, and then we didn't actually leave until early Monday morning. So we still had Saturday and Sunday to recoup, which is good, because the Saturday after the wedding, I don't think I left my couch. It was like, I feel like I'd ran a marathon because I danced and sang all night. Like, I had voice. I was so sore. Best day ever. I cried so much out of happiness, you know, wedding bliss, all good things. I was a wreck.
Yeah. As you should.
So I'm really glad. I don't know how brides do that the next day. Like, more power to you, but I was a wreck. And then it was nice to still also have Sunday, because we did not pack a single thing until the day before, I always wait until the last minute anyway, but at least I'm like thinking about outfits and thinking about what I want to bring, and like I have an idea, so then by the time I put it in a suitcase, it's good to go. But we literally didn't pack a single thing until Sunday. I don't even think we pulled the suitcases out until then, because I couldn't do it. So my outfits were fine. I had ideas, I guess, of what I wanted, but not really a plan. I just threw stuff in a suitcase and called it good enough. Yeah. But yeah, then we ended up flying out early Monday morning. So we were there Monday through Friday. So okay, nice. Still a full week. But like I said, we only did 2 park days. Yeah. So because Nick, as we were planning, made it very clear that I was supposed to relax and rest and not run around like a crazy person. I'm going to be tired. And I was like, does not compute. Don't understand. How can I only do 2 days? This doesn't make sense.
Yeah,
In retrospect, and don't tell him I said this, he was so right, because I was exhausted in every sort of way.
Not even just physically, but like mentally. Gearing up for a wedding is just so much work. Like the amount of fights that I remembered happened between just different people, you know, whoever it may be, between family members, like leading up to the wedding. And then afterwards, like, yeah, everything's fine. It's just, just a lot.
Or like, hey, I'm going to bring my girlfriend's daughter or something or another. I'm like, I don't even know your girl. No. This is not a wedding podcast. I could have one of those, but I will leave that for another day.
Yeah.
Wedding stuff aside, I'm very glad that, you know, I don't have to really plan a Disney vacation. Like, we had Shannon, who was at Dole Whipper on Instagram. She was planning, like, she got us some dinner reservations and, like, other things like that. So that was handled. But with Disney, since we go all the time, we know what to do. We didn't have to plan anything. We just kind of showed up, and we had ideas of what we wanted to do. But it wasn't like what I'm doing and making spreadsheets and travel planners for my Hawaii trip, right?
Yeah.
It was just, we wanted to do something fun and homey, and Disney's that for us. So.
Awesome. Cool. All right. Well, you know, getting into your trip now, like, where did you want to stay? Like, how did you kind of figure out where you wanted to go?
So it was always going to be Animal Kingdom Lodge. We had stayed there 2 nights a couple years back, and Nick absolutely loved it. He's a big animal guy, and I love Animal Kingdom, obviously. Mm-hmm. And so it's a great resort. We did end up reserving or renting DVC points, which is the first time I ever did that myself. It worked out pretty well. I didn't have any issues. I can't say I had the greatest room, and I can get into that in a little bit, but
okay.
I had no issues. Like, it was nothing against, you know, the rental company or anything like that.
Yeah.
So that was a really easy process, and it was a lot cheaper. I just knocked some things off of the desk. We're all good there. I'm getting way too excited. Nick's gonna kill me. That was his Legos.
Yeah, I saw the wing of a TIE fighter, and there's only one wing, so I can't imagine he's going to be that happy.
We'll move on. We'll move on. Anyway, Animal Kingdom Lodge is a great resort, and I love it, and I love seeing all the animals. We had a great time when we were there a couple years ago watching the animals, and like I think I've told the story before, but like Nick's favorite Disney memory is when I was off running the Disney 10K during marathon weekend, and he got to sit on the balcony of our room and watch the animals. Like, that's his favorite Disney memory, and I wasn't even there. Yeah. So that was fun.
It's like, awesome just chilling, you know.
Yeah.
I've stayed Savannah View as well, and it's just so cool, like, watching the animals come around.
Exactly.
And, like, you know, yeah.
Yeah. So we had high hopes for that. The only couple little problems there. We were on the top floor, which means we couldn't really actually see too much over the treetops. So our kind of view of the Savannah was limited to, I don't know, maybe 50 feet in front of us until the trees started. So we actually didn't see any animals except for like the very random zebra who strolled past or a wildebeest. We didn't have any giraffes. It was pretty sad, actually.
Did you talk to them? Like, did you try to switch rooms at all? Or?
No. And I should have, but I didn't. I will say, like, when we reserved the room, we had requested to be in a different Savannah and the lower floor. So neither of those requests were able to be granted. But honestly, it was one of those things I was like, I'm so tired. I'm not going to, like, it is what it is. The company's what matters. We were right next to, like, a couple other windows, like, across the way that we just kind of watch the drafts out the window of the hallway and all of that. So we still made the most of it. And the other thing too, like, it rained the whole time I was there. I've never seen it rain so hard, so constantly, like the entire time. I am not exaggerating. It did not stop raining. And I have the pictures to prove it. Every single picture I took, it was raining.
I remember. Yeah.
So though the animals also just weren't really doing a whole heck of a lot anyway. So it's fine. Like, I always have to laugh. Like, if Nick and I weren't Disney people, if we didn't go all the time, if we hadn't already done this, if this was like our once in a lifetime trip or the only honeymoon or anything like that, it would have been kind of a shitty trip, I'm not gonna lie.
Yeah,
with the rain and the just other kind of stuff going on. But luckily, we just rolled with it, honestly, and we still had the best time, even though I was just so tired of rain and being wet and all that.
No, but I mean, you're at Disney, the last thing you want is rain. Okay, like an occasional rainstorm is fine, but like,
it was constant.
I can't imagine having just rain the entire time.
It was constant. And like, I would wear my Crocs, which I actually think Crocs are one of the better Disney shoes out there.
People swear by them.
I never thought I could love them so much, but I do. But
socks
I was wearing
or no
my
socks.
No socks this time because I knew it was going to be raining.
Yeah, of course.
So that was kind of my plan. But even wearing the Crocs, which I love and would never give me blisters because I was so wet constantly, I had the worst blisters after day one.
It was
awful, to the point where there was a point where we were sitting on one of the benches waiting for our bus to come. I don't remember where we were heading off. And I was just sitting there and putting Band-Aids on my feet and wrapping them up. And the poor cast member comes up. She's like, oh my God, are you okay? And I'm like, please don't. I'm rookie mistake. I know better. I'm sorry. Like, I normally wouldn't get this wet. She's like, are they new shoes? I'm like, no, they're Crocs. It's raining, your stupid state. It's raining. So it was, the poor cast member was trying to be all helpful. I'm like, it's okay. Rookie mistake. I know better, but it is what it is. I can't avoid the rain. Rain aside, it was great. So Animal Kingdom was super fun. We actually, like, since we only did two park days, we spent a lot of time exploring the resort, which is super fun. Again, with the rain, the pool was empty, but it wasn't storming. It was just raining, so we just went swimming in the rain because why not? We're gonna get wet anyway.
Yeah.
That was fun, and kind of hung out at the pool bar and
let's talk about the resort. Made the most of it. There's so much to do, you know. Did you do any of the dining there? Did you go to Victoria Falls, which is the lounge? Talk about how you use the resort. Especially when it's raining, you got it. So.
Exactly. Yeah, we did a lot of things. So we had the first night that we were there, we ended up, because we got in so early, we kind of spent the day at the pool, went to the pool bar, kind of hung around, explored the different Savannah areas, because it was only misting at this time, right? Like, it was raining, and we were at the pool, so, like, we were fine. But it wasn't, like, torrential downpour yet. But we ended up doing Jiko for dinner that night.
Ooh,
and
nice.
This is the first time I've had Jiko. I've been to Sanaa before, but this is my first time at Jiko, and oh my god, it was so good. I had this lamb shank, which I feel like lamb shanks are usually pretty small, but this was like the biggest piece of lamb shank I've ever had in my life, and it was so tender and juicy, and oh my god, I still dream about it. So good.
So I love that's that. One restaurant that I'm like still dying to go there.
It was so fun.
Yeah. Oh, man. That's awesome.
I love that. So that was what we did. Jiko. We kept trying to get to the Victoria Falls, but I don't think we actually had a drink there, because we kept either missing when it was open, or by the time we were heading back, like, we were exhausted and we just wanted to be in our room. Because the other thing I didn't mention is, by the second day, I had a horrible cold because my body had been going on 100% momentum for weeks on end. And I finally gave myself a break, and I had a really nasty cold. But you power through when you're at Disney.
Yeah,
Instead of drinking coffee every day, I was drinking lots of tea.
Oh, good. So did you have anything else over at Jiko at all, or no?
Did
you do appetizers, desserts, anything?
Yeah. So we had one of the appetizers with, like, and I can't remember what it was called, but it was like a escargot and scallop something or another, which we wanted to be different and fun, and I don't think we've ever had escargot, so we tried that and it was good. That was really fun. And then we didn't do dessert, but they did end up bringing us like a little happy anniversary piece of chocolate out. Because I guess she saw, whatever, mine.
Yeah.
I was wearing a white dress and I had the button, you know. went to the nines on that part, at least.
Oh, yeah. Absolutely. Oh, wait. Did you stay at Jumbo House or Kidani Village?
Jumbo House.
Oh, gotcha. Okay.
Yeah. So that was really fun. I think that's all we had at Jiko. We had a really great wine. It was red. That's all I can tell you what it was, but it was delicious.
Cool. How was the experience? Because this is, I think, one of the few two credit.
For is it really?
If it's on the dining plan, I think it's a two credit.
I mean, it was really, really good. I don't know if I would do a two credit for it, but it was incredible in every single way. The service was great. The food was really fun. The atmosphere was really cool. I liked it. We kind of had like a later dinner. I think it was at 8 o'clock or something.
Oh, gotcha. Okay. This is one of the few, I just want to make sure that I'm saying this right. Two credits. Let's see. Animal Kingdom Lodge. Yes. Jiko is a two table service credits, because I know it's one of the more upscale restaurants at Disney. Yeah.
Got it. Yeah. I mean, it was definitely high caliber food and service and everything. So
awesome.
It was fancy. It was awesome.
Did you do Boma and Sanaa as well?
So we didn't do Boma. Nick's not a big buffet person, which is a big bummer because I love Boma, because you can get unlimited zebra domes.
I'm excited to get those at the shop, because they have them at the marketplace.
That was literally the first purchase of the Disney trip, is I went to the shop immediately and bought a 4-pack and ate two of them right then and there.
We're eating at Sanaa, and I know at the marketplace right in Kidani Village you can get some. So I'm
So we didn't have a reservation for a full meal at Sanaa, but what we did, we ended up going to the Sanaa Lounge as it opened. And we just got two seats at the bar. We're definitely like bar seat people.
It's not a big bar. It's pretty small.
And it's really small. Yeah. So it's good. And you can order their full menu still too, or at least maybe not full menu, but you can still order the bread service, which is the most important part. So we got the bread service, which was fun. And we had a couple drinks, and then the bartender, we were talking to the bartender for, you know, back and forth or whatever for a while, because we were the only ones in there. He ended up giving us some champagne for our anniversary or for the honeymoon, whatever. Mm-hmm. So that was super fun. And I mean, it was nice to be able to go to get the bread service, which is so, so good, without having to do the full meal. Yeah. I mean, and Sanaa meal is incredible, but we just, that just wasn't the vibe we were looking for. We would rather have just like kind of chilled and had drinks and had the bread. So that was super fun. The other really cool thing about, so I guess it's not technically dining. It's more of like a resort activity, but you know how all of the resorts have campfires every night. So I was shocked that they still did it.
All of the resorts have them?
A lot of them do.
Oh, okay.
Mm-hmm. And they all do campfire like s'mores, and you can get the marshmallows. The marshmallows are free. If you want like the actual s'mores stuff to make s'mores, you have to pay for that. But marshmallows are free. So we ended up doing that, and it was, again, still misting, but they still had the fire, which was really fun, and we roasted a couple marshmallows, and this was right before we headed over to Jiko. So it was, that was awesome. We usually don't we don't spend a lot of time at the resort, so having the time, you know, and this is all in the first day that we were there. Well, Sanaa was the second day, but we did all of those resort activities like the first day we were there, which is really fun to just kind of take it easy and not have anywhere to be and then just check everything out. It was awesome. So yeah, I highly reco Animal Kingdom Lodge, but I mean, biggest watch out is don't get placed on a high floor, even though that might sound like it's cool. All you see is the top of trees. So
yeah, I feel like you would want to be lower anyway, because then you're at least closer to the animals.
Yeah, like the second and third floor is what I was aiming for, and we were up on the fourth, but
yeah,
it was still fun. Yeah. It was perfect.
Real quick, since we were talking about resort activities, I actually just found out about a website this past week called MagicalResortGuide.com. Because I posted on a forum because I couldn't find the answer, like an updated answer. I wanted to know if they were still doing the free 1 hour tour of Wilderness Lodge. And I had no idea if it was still going on. But then someone posted to this website that what they do is, because every hotel posts their activities for the month. It's a, you know, it's like an activity section for each month. And they post it on their website. So, like, you know, I'm looking at Jumbo House and Kadani Village. And, you know, it has, campfire between 5:30 and 7:30 at night. Roasts, complimentary marshmallows, s'mores kits, you know, available for purchase. But they have, like, everything over here. You know, Jumbo House has a library art tour. So, you know, you meet and learn about the largest private collection of African art outside of Africa. So like that meets daily at 11 a.m. in Jumbo House over at the lobby entrance. So like, you know, some of these resorts have tours. Like if you didn't, Yeah. If you didn't know that. So I don't know where you get these guides. I assume, they'll be in your room, or you could probably just get them from the front desk. But if you want to know ahead of your trip, just go to magicalresortguide.com and you can kind of look at stuff there. So, figured since we were talking about that, throw that little tidbit in. So.
Yeah. Well, actually, I'm glad that you did, because that did just spark a memory that I hadn't even written in my notes. But when we're in the lobby, so if you know Jumbo House, like the lobby is huge and amazing and beautiful.
Yeah.
But the floor right as you walk in is this beautiful carved, I'm going to call it like marble, maybe metal something. But it's all like, it's all textured. Very, very small texture, and that makes it a big deal, because you can't tell when you're walking over it, really, because you don't really look down at the ground too much. But one day we came back from doing something or another, and the cast, there's a couple cast members laying just on the ground on the entrance here with paper and crayons, and they were having kids come up and they would put the paper over it and trace the crayons over, so it would make a really cool texture on the paper.
Oh, cool.
It was so cool. And I was like, oh my God, I want to get down there and color. I didn't. But
you could have, yeah.
I was just like, what a cool idea. So it was, I don't know if that would even be considered a resort activity or just a cast member coming up with something fun. But I just thought that was so fun. I've never seen anything like it.
Yeah, I don't know. I mean, I could look to see if they have there.
I don't know. Because at first I was like, oh, that kid just is doing it on their own. Okay, that's fine. Because it wasn't like in the way. But it was still like, right as you walk in the door. Okay, that's odd. And then I saw the cast member there and talking to the kids about like, oh, look at this different design. Look at that design. I'm like, oh, God, love the cast members, man. You guys are the best.
Oh, definitely, yeah. So, yeah, there's some cool stuff. Like, I see on here, it's a thing that says on Tuesdays and Saturdays for 30 minutes at night, they have a Pride Rockin' Lobby Party. So I guess they just, like, have a party. So
that's so fun. Cool. I love it. But anyway, yeah, that's pretty much all the stuff that we did at Animal Kingdom Lodge. I will say one thing that we did. So we had, like, we were just in one of the standard rooms. So we didn't have, like, a kitchen or anything like that. But we did have a sink, a microwave, coffee maker, and those kind of things, right? Mm-hmm. But we ended up doing, like, we DoorDashed groceries, which I've never done before. Like, I use DoorDash constantly, but not for groceries. So
yeah.
We ended up DoorDashing from a liquor store. And so we DoorDashed, like, a bottle of bourbon and a bottle of wine and some Cokes.
I like that idea for this upcoming trip.
It was so nice because, like, I know that I've always heard talk about, like, you know, pre-order your groceries and have them delivered through the different services and stuff. But I looked on DoorDash and there was a liquor store right off property and I was like, oh, I can just do this. So
nice.
It worked out really well. Obviously, like, you have to scan your ID and submit it before you can order. And then he checks it up against that. Like before you even got your order handed to you, he checked your ID. So you can't, like, be sneaky about it.
Oh, that's good. Yeah. Interesting. But
it was really cool. I was like, so we just kind of we were just hanging out at the pool, and then I watched the DoorDash guy show up, and I was like, okay, he's at the main lobby. Let's go.
Yeah, that's dope. Yeah.
So
yeah, we're thinking about using Target for our upcoming trip.
Okay.
Just because there is a Target very close by, and they do delivery, same day delivery. Because we have, like, the 5% discount because we have the card, the Target card. So yeah. But that's cool. DoorDash, that's a good idea. I didn't think of using DoorDash for groceries. So
I know, me neither, but it worked out really well.
Cool.
Yeah.
So yeah, that's Animal Kingdom Lodge. Now where do you want to go next? You want to do your park days or what do you want to talk about?
Let's stay off park for a little bit.
Okay.
So the way our schedule went is we arrived on Monday morning, did a resort day. Tuesday was full day of parks. And then Wednesday was another rest day. Thursday, full day of parks. Friday, we left in the evening. So skip ahead to Wednesday, and we had our, you know, first full rest day, which is really fun. You know, I mobile ordered some Mickey waffles and ate those on the balcony.
Nice.
Had my coffee, quickly switched to wine because obviously, and that's when we went to Sanaa for bread service. At the lounge, which was fun. And then the main focus of the day was getting over to do a monorail crawl. And then we ended at dinner at California Grill, but before we get there, we skipped Polynesian Resort, which means we skipped Trader Sam's, which was kind of a bummer, but...
I should have gone to the Tiki Terrace at least.
Well, it was disgusting outside, Matt.
It was raining. Wait, doesn't Kona have a bar? There's a bar on the second floor.
Probably, but we weren't...
There is a bar up there. I don't know where it is.
There is.
Okay.
But no, we ended up skipping the Poly. And we just... Because the focus, really, we wanted to go to Enchanted Rose. Nick had never been before.
Oh, true.
And this winter, and especially, you know, right up as we were going into winter, Nick was in his... I'm making craft cocktails phase. I'm going to pretend I'm a bartender phase. So he was, like, very into fancy crafted cocktails.
Yeah.
So we wanted to get up Enchanted Rose for sure.
Okay.
And we waited for, like, a little bit. It was a little bit of a line to get in.
Well, probably because, it's raining outside.
There's nothing else to do. Which is hilarious, too, because we ended up getting a beautiful table, like, right on the window, overlooking kind of the resort, but you could also still kind of see the lagoon, which was nice. But it was right above the pool. And again, it wasn't storming, so the pool was open. It was torrential downpouring, and the poor lifeguard is just standing there. Because it's not, the pool's open. Like, it's not closed, but.
The worst.
I know. So we were just, like, sending the poor cast member standing in the rain our love. But we had phenomenal drinks. I could probably remember which ones we got at the first place, but our second round was the best because our server, who I think was either, like, a secondary bartender or something, but he was behind the bar mostly, but he came out to wait on us. And we were kind of, he was asking what our next round was going to be and what we liked. And we, you know, were saying that we couldn't figure out what we wanted. There's so many good choices. And he's like, well, okay, tell me about, like, what's your perfect drink? Like, what spirits do you like? Okay. What flavors do you like? So we both kind of described what we, you know, prefer to drink typically. And he was like, okay, I got you. Went back to the bar, did whatever he did, brought us two drinks, which were like the best drinks I've ever had in my life. So I'm sure I wrote it down somewhere, and but it must be on Nick's phone because I can't remember what it was. Mm-hmm. But it was some gin champagne cocktail something that was just absolutely delicious. But it was super fun. Like, you know, the server actually took time to talk to us and figure out what we want and just made us something unique, which very easily could have also been on the menu, but he just kind of figured it out. But
yeah,
it had every single thing that I had said I liked in it. So
great,
yeah,
that's awesome.
So that was really, really fun.
Yeah, it's such a cool vibe in there. It is. The chandelier above the bar that's like Belle's dress is like amazing. Mm-hmm. Yeah,
I know.
Yeah, good food too. They had some good food options as well. I don't know if you got any.
We had a few appetizers. I think we got like the beef jerky and maybe something else. But we were trying not to eat too much because we had California Grill.
Oh, that's right. True.
So yeah, by the time we were finished at the Enchanted Rose, we had a little bit of time before our reservation. So we kind of explored the resort at Grand Floridian, hopped over to Contemporary, explored Contemporary a little bit. We saw the Gingerbread House, which was really cute. And it was actually really fun because there was a really long line and Nick said, no, you don't actually need anything from the Gingerbread House. Like, you're gonna be fine. We're not waiting in this line.
Oh, geez.
And I was like, oh, fine. Rude. But it was as we were walking away, I guess the cast member must have seen us like talking or looking longingly.
Yeah.
She comes running up to us and she's like, hey, wait. Hey, I saw you guys are on your honeymoon. Here's some cookies. And she had given us two cookies that were like broken in half, but she just gave us like, so they couldn't sell them, but she gave us two cookies.
Oh, that's awesome.
I was like, oh, thanks, which is really cute. So we ate one then and there, or I think maybe later that night. But the other one I ended up taking home, and the next day my dog ate it. So thank you for that. That was really sad. He actually
Puka.
Yeah, thanks, Puka. Yeah. Yeah, he actually ate like 3/4 of it, and I thought that was it. And then I found a soggy piece of cookie under my pillow that night. So, I love my dog. He's a cutie. But it was still great. But then we finally headed to California Grill, best meal I've ever had in my life. Like,
it's so good.
It's, oh my God. So good. So it is a, prefix meal, right? So you pick, what is it? 3 courses each. And so I got a sushi and sashimi platter. Nick got a roll of sushi. We're very big sushi people. So those were clear choices. And it was just like this most fresh, perfect sashimi I've ever had. So good. Nick had a beef fillet. I had a pork tenderloin. Both were very good. His fillet was better than mine. He won this meal. And then for my dessert, I got a fun little cheese board or something different. But Nick got a white chocolate cherry creme brulee. Oh my God.
It's still there. It's still on the menu.
It's still there. I double checked actually when I was writing my notes. I was like, oh my God, I have to make sure it's still there. So that white chocolate cherry creme brulee is, do not sleep on it. And then they also gave us, for our honeymoon, they gave us a piece of celebration cake, which I don't know how to explain it other than it tasted like vanilla soft serve ice cream.
Oh, wow.
Like the texture even, the flavor, it tasted like vanilla soft serve. Like, I don't understand how, but it was delicious.
Oh, that's awesome.
But yeah,
that was
so fun.
We did see it up there.
So I know, and we did see the fireworks show again. It was raining, but
it was probably all smoky.
It wasn't great. But we did get to watch. They still did the full show right on time too. Luckily, it wasn't raining too hard. It was just misting annoyingly. But it was fun to, you know, watch the Happily Ever After from our little like perch up on the rooftop.
Mm-hmm.
It was great. It was a wonderful evening.
Nice.
We ended up kind of like, it was funny, like what you said, you're not going to mess with taking the boats back. You're going to Uber or minivan or something back to after Narcosis.
Yeah.
That's what we did after California Grill. Because by the time we were finished and leaving, Magic Kingdom had just closed and we could just see the mass of people heading towards the buses or whatever. And I was like, I ain't messing with that. Like, no, thank you.
Yeah, yeah.
So
how did you get over there first?
We Ubered.
Where did you Uber to first? The Poly or?
So we Ubered to...
I mean, it doesn't really matter. I was just curious. in case someone's trying to plan this. I mean, essentially, if you want to do a monorail crawl, you can go to Poly, Grand, or Contemporary to start. Just Uber over there. If you're at
AKO. I have no idea. This is terrible. But that's what we did, probably. No, I have literally no idea.
I mean, that would be the easiest way. Unless you took a bus to Magic Kingdom.
What I think we did? I think that we Ubered to Magic Kingdom and got dropped off at the
TTC.
Drop off.
You would have gotten dropped off at the TTC. Because they don't allow Ubers back there.
That's true. You know what? I have no idea, but I bet we took an Uber to one of those resorts.
Probably.
And it probably was Grand Floridian, but for the life of me, I can't remember where we got dropped off, but I bet you.
All good. No worries.
But yeah, and then we Ubered home, so that was super
cool.
Nice.
All right. So what do you want to talk about next? Park days?
Let's talk some park days. Yeah, so like I said, we only did 2 park days, but they were very full days. So we got hoppers for both. So 2 parks per day.
Mm-hmm.
So our first day, you always have to rope drop Magic Kingdom first. That's what you do. And it actually wasn't so bad. Like, we were starting on a pretty high note. Like, it was gray and cloudy, but it wasn't like raining. So I was like,
okay,
cool. Love it. It was also Christmas party night. So it was dead. Like, I've never seen it so empty, which is wonderful. We still bought Genie Plus just because I just didn't want to mess with even worrying about waiting for lines since we only had half a day at each park. So we did buy Genie Plus. We probably didn't need it. But again, it was nice to have. Super worth it.
Yeah.
We did do an individual lightning lane for Tron. So that was really awesome. I loved Tron. I was really concerned about like the seat because I know it was similar seating as like Flight of Passage, which I find to be the most uncomfortable thing.
Mm-hmm.
And I was worried, you know, putting that on a very fast moving car.
Yeah.
But once you're kind of in there, like you couldn't really tell how uncomfortable it was.
Yeah.
So it's not too bad. And I'm kind of a bigger person anyway, so I didn't feel like I was, I don't know, scrunched or too uncomfy. Mm-hmm. And plus, it's a really, really short ride.
Yeah.
So by the time...
Did you do both? Sorry, I interrupted you. Finish your thought.
That's okay. No, I was going to say, by the time it was over, I was like, oh, that wasn't the most comfortable, but I guess I didn't notice in the moment. Yeah. So.
Did you do both virtual queue and individual lightning or
no
just...
So we were talking about this the other day too.
Yeah.
I don't remember. I think we did an individual lightning lane, but we might have just done virtual queue.
Yeah.
Because we only did it once, which makes me think we probably did the virtual queue, because the only way we would have bought the individual lightning lane is if we didn't get the queue.
Yeah.
So maybe we did do virtual queue.
Okay. Yeah, well, because I was debating for my own trip is... Mm-hmm. Now, okay, do I want to do virtual queue? I don't know, because I've heard that even with virtual queue, there's long wait times, possibly. Like, you could have, like, a 45, 50-minute wait, or you could have a short wait. But, like, when I'm with, like, because I'm going to have my kids, I'm like, I'm not going to, like, wait online for 50 minutes while my kids are just, like, hanging around with my mom or something, you know? Like, so, like, personally, I'm probably not going to... I'll probably get virtual queue. I may or may not use it because, you know, I'm going to have other people in my party that might want to go. But, like, then I'm like, do I even want to spend the money, like, on individual lightning lane? Just because, like, it's a short ride. And, like, I don't know. Like, I don't know.
Yeah, it was really cool. I don't think I would ever buy individual lightning lane for it. Like, I'm glad I did it, but it's not one of the ones that I'm, like, hands down must do every time. Like, if I get the virtual queue, great, we'll do it. but it's not one I would spend money on.
Yeah, I think
because again, like, it's just so short.
Yeah, and I think like this trip, I'm really just gonna focus on like doing stuff with my kids. Like, yeah. Tron is always gonna be there. It's not something I need to do, absolutely need to do this trip. You know, so like, you know, we're trying to be a bit more cost effective on this trip. Mm-hmm. Usually we're like not, but I think because we have a big daycare bill, we're like, yeah, let's not spend as much.
That makes sense.
Yeah.
You know?
So, So anyway, that's why I was kind of asking you about it the other day. Cause I think I asked you like, did you wait long in line at all?
Yeah. And I didn't, like, we got in right away. Like, we maybe waited 15 minutes.
Okay.
It's to the point where I don't remember waiting, which makes me think it wasn't very long, which was really cool.
Yeah.
And it's nice that they have the lockers for you, too. So it's kind of like the system that they do at Universal, where you kind of drop your stuff in one side of the locker, and then on the exit, you pick it up. And you just scan your magic band with it, which is really helpful, honestly.
Yeah.
They're not big, though. Like, we had a backpack, and we had to scrunch it in there.
Oh, geez. Okay.
So that's a big, big watch out there. They're not that big.
Gotcha. Okay.
So, yeah.
Cool. All right. So what else? What are some other park highlights for you? Anything new that you were doing or you did at all?
So Tron was the biggest new thing that we did. The other thing that was really fun we did, we actually rode the train all the way around, which is fun because Nick had never, ever done it. And I obviously hadn't done it in years since it's been closed. So that was really cool. And if you want an up close and personal look at the new mural for Tiana's Bayou Adventure, go to the Frontierland train station, because the train station's like right by the mural, which is really fun.
Awesome. I'm excited to get on that train. I know my kids will love it at least.
Yeah, it was super cute. It was fun. So that was when it was starting to rain harder and harder. There was a cute little boy behind us with what I am guessing were his grandparents. But he was just so fascinated by how far we were going and where we were going. And I could hear him asking questions as if, like, he didn't know where he was going. So I kind of, as normal Katie does at Disney talking to strangers, turned around and I, like, opened my Disney Experience app to show him the map of where the train was. And I was like, look, you're making, like, a big circle or whatever. And his eyes just lit up. Like, are you serious? That's so cool. So that was just cute. I love talking to strangers.
Oh, geez.
They're so fun. Yeah. But yeah, so that was good. But then it started raining like really, really hard and didn't stop for 4 days. We had our ponchos. Nick discovered that the raincoat that he brought was not actually waterproof. It was water resistant, which is not waterproof at all. No. So luckily we have ponchos. But the annoying part with the ponchos is like, they don't let you wear them inside, like on the rides and stuff. So as soon as you walk in to get on anything, they're like, okay, take your ponchos off. You have to take your ponchos off, which just makes water get everywhere. And there's no dry spot ever anywhere. So that was a bummer.
Yeah.
But yeah. So that was pretty much Magic Kingdom. We didn't really do a whole heck of a lot. Like, we got a lot of the rides done, but we didn't like, once it was ready to hop over to Epcot, that was kind of our focus because we wanted to do the festival. It was the last week of the Food and Wine Festival.
Oh, true, yeah.
And we did, we hopped over to Epcot right at 2, and we did the Behind the Scenes tour in Living with the Land.
Oh, that's cool.
Yeah. So that was like one of the biggest highlights. I actually I knew it would be fun and interesting, but Nick is the plant guy, and so I thought it was going to be more fun watching him be excited. But I was like full invested in these little plants, man. They were so much fun. And like the cast member tour guide we had was so cute. She was fun. And it's just an hour long tour. And I think it's $35, maybe $40 now per person. And like, seriously, don't sleep on it. It's only an hour. Just do it. It's so worth it. Just to see a fun little different side. And you got to feed the fish. In the little aqua farm, you got to feed the fish. It was so fun.
Oh, that's awesome. So
cool. And eat a cucumber. They gave us a piece of cucumber.
Nice.
But yeah.
That's cool. Did you guys kind of do that like on a whim, or you just...
Nope. So we had that booked. Nick has been saying he's wanted to do that for as long as he knew that it existed.
Okay.
And so I finally let him. And I'm so glad we did. Like, I don't think it would be one that we would need to ever do again, because it's not, like, going to be new information.
Yeah.
But it could be fun to see, like, during different seasons, maybe the different, you know, size of the vegetables and stuff. I don't know.
Okay.
But it was cute. Epcot, yeah, it was raining a whole bunch. Like, we were walking through 6 inches of water at some point. And what was really fun is we got to see the new Moana area.
Oh, yeah.
Which was really, really fun. But I still stand by it does not belong at Epcot. It belongs at Animal Kingdom.
Yeah.
But the cool thing is we were already soaking wet from everything else, that playing with the water was, like, no problem.
True, yeah. Nice.
Yeah.
Is it as beautiful as everyone says it is?
It really is. It really is very beautiful and breathtaking. I cannot get over the fact that it's in Epcot. It makes no sense.
Cool. Yeah, any other big highlights from the parks?
That's pretty much it for Epcot then. We just did, like, food and wine stuff. And then, so the next day that we did the parks was on Thursday, and we rope dropped Animal Kingdom. Again, believe it or not, this was going to be the really rainy day. So, and at this point, my cold was top level and my blisters on my feet. So we just took it really, really slow. I think we spent maybe like 2.5 hours at Nomad Lounge, just kind of sitting there.
That's a cool vibe if it's raining.
It is a cool vibe. It was a cool vibe. We got a nice little spot on the veranda, which I was super excited at first because I was like, oh, perfect. We'll be able to see the floats. But it was, there's no floats because it was raining so hard.
Yeah. But the rain didn't affect you while you were on the veranda?
Not at all. Yeah. It was still good. Yeah. We did end up having a really good safari ride, actually. Maybe the rain, I don't know, inspired them to move around a lot. But we had, like, so many good animals going through the safari.
Oh, good.
Which was nice. Animal Kingdom was pretty slow and low-key. I was really dragging. We hopped over to Hollywood Studios, and everything else was a walk-on. Like, again, we had Genie Plus, but we had just stacked everything for Hollywood Studios because we didn't need anything at Animal Kingdom.
Yeah.
But even then, we walked onto everything. Like, we used our Genie Plus passes, and then there was no one in the standby either for anything. We literally walked onto Rise.
Wow. Crazy.
So, which was cool because I haven't done Rise in years.
Yeah.
Because I was like, I'm not going to pay for it and I'm not going to wait.
That one I would always pay for. Oh, it's so good.
When we went with Nick's whole family, a few of them did, but I said I would just stay back with the kids. So I could have, but it would be one that I would pay for.
Nice.
We battled to the death on Toy Mania, and I would like to very proudly declare I won all 3 times.
Oh, yeah.
It was great. We had a cute cast member story, too. She kept seeing us, like, go back in line. And by the third time, or after our second time winning or writing, she saw us all through the exit queue. And she's like, oh, hey, guys, come over here. And she, like, just let us get back in line right away, which was fun. Which, not really a big deal when there's no line anyway. But at least we didn't have to go out and walk back in.
Yeah.
I mean, it was still fun. We were waiting around for Fantasmic if the rain would let up, even just a shorter version of the show, because it's my favorite show. They canceled the first showing, and then we ended up just, like, sitting in ABC Commissary for, I think, an hour because we were, again, exhausted and wet and grumpy. And then 15 minutes before Fantasmic was supposed to start, it canceled. So as at that point, I was like, all right. We're going home. I'm done. I'm just done. Yeah. It was miserable.
Yeah.
Like I said, had we not been very big Disney people, this trip kind of would have sucked.
Yeah.
But being but we made the most of it. And I still look back on it and had, like, just the most fun. It was, I was splashing in puddles the whole time. Like,
see, that's all that matters. As long as you're having fun and you know that you're like, okay, it's going to rain.
Yeah.
Got to deal with it.
And we knew it. Yeah. We knew it ahead of time, especially that Thursday. We knew that was going to be a rainy day.
Yeah.
I just didn't expect it to be every other day, too. So, but it was okay because on the ride back to the airport on Friday, the sun came out.
Oh, perfect. So, at least you had a good flight home.
Exactly. But all in all, seriously the best trip. And even, like, 3 months later, looking back on it just makes me smile. So I'm glad that even though my memories were a little bit shoddy, I'm glad that we can still talk about it and relive it and is remember all the fun.
For sure, so. Yeah. Well, it's awesome. I'm glad you got to do it right after your wedding. And now look at you going to Hawaii next week, staying out of Lani for a bit. And I can't wait to hear all about that. So
I know. It's going to be the best. And I will do my best to actually remember things properly this time.
Oh, yeah. No worries. Yeah, I figured like maybe what we'll do is, you know, since we'll do Alani stuff first, like we'll talk all about Alani, everything, you know, because I'm sure it's much different from when I went, you know, maybe there's up-to-date information, which we'll do. And then, you know, if you want to stay for the second half, I want to hear all about the other parts of Hawaii as well, which is like, I know that's like not Disney, but like, I want to talk about Hawaii. So like, if you're interested,
let's do it.
Because I think like, if you're going to visit Alani, this is my opinion, and you're doing the same thing, just stay in Alani for a few days. Either I would bookend your trip with it, stay at Alani at the very end, and then visit other parts of Hawaii, whether it's different islands or Oahu, stay in different areas. And I think that way you can get the most of the island. Because like Alani's kind of in a weird spot on the island that it's kind of far to get the places. Because like, it's in a weird area of its own. And a lot of like cool spots are like on other parts of the island. Anyways, but can't wait to talk about it. Katie, this was fun just reliving your trip.
So fun.
Yeah. And, you know, I just wish you the most. What am I trying to say? I just hope you have lots of fun on your honeymoon. So
Thank you. Yeah. I'm sure we will.
Yeah, for sure. So, Katie, where can we find you?
You guys come hang out with me on Instagram at MagicallyMootsie.
And you can find me at Park Chatter Pod over on Instagram as well. And all right, well, if I'm not talking to Katie next week, it'll just be me, but we'll try to make it work. So, all right. Well, until next time, Katie, I'll see you then.
All right. Bye.